Bam Johnson in the middle of that huddle. And that wasn't the first player shaken up for the Lancers tonight. So Lancers kind of playing down a couple guys right now as Knox Maxey is kind of one of their playmakers here for this team.
Yeah, and all of a sudden we're at a four-possession bowl game. And, I mean, I'm sure Sam Johnson's telling him all gas, no brakes here.
Yeah, and definitely still mentally locked into this game is this Vikings team as they come on for the PAT. I believe they're going to be going for two here. And that they will not be. It's going to be number, who's kicking? I believe that is number 13, Trenton Harrer, on to kick the PAT. Vikings did that this last week after they took a good lead as Harrer comes in for Johnson to kick the PAT. Barnett with the snap, Lake with the hold. Harrer with the field goal and booms it over the upright. 35-7 is the score here at Hans Peterson Field with the Vikes out in front. 10 minutes and 25 seconds left in the third quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. Vikings out in front right now. League rivals 35-7 over the South Umpqua Lancers. 10 minutes and 25 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. And on to kickoff again is Harrer for the Vikings. Approaches the ball quickly, booms it deep. And that's going to be Mason Johnson on the return. Skips into his hands, gets good blocking out in front of him. He's got the edge to the near side. Tom Morgan kind of has a one-on-one play with him and forces him back inside to the middle of the field where he's got more help. Caleb Gray and Tom Morgan combined for that tackle. And Tom Morgan a little bit slow to get up here after that one. But he's going to go ahead and stay on the field. A good sign for the Vikings.
Yeah, it looked like he was at the bottom of that pile. Probably just got crushed a little bit.
And Nick Johnson, defensive coordinator for this Vikings, dialing up a great game so far for the Vikings defense as they've let up 7 points in a combined 7 over the last week and a half now.
I will say Franzoni off the left side. I mean, we said his name a ton last week. Haven't heard him called a lot. Jacob Mann is kind of the dominant side right now. I think they're doing a good job containing him, but you can see he's definitely itching to get in there.
Yeah, that right side of the offensive line for this team has been pretty stout. And Costi in at quarterback, pitches it, almost caught by Jackson Mann in the backfield, but Donner gets his paws on it, able to get about a 4-yard gain. And gosh, Jackson's his brother, Jacob Mann, almost turned that into 6 points as he just about got his mitts on it.
Yeah, it was close. That was a fun diving play there.
And it's going to bring up 2nd and 5 now as Donner's able to get a 5-yard gain on 1st and 10. Ball spotted on the 40-yard line. Posse in the backfield, 2 backs in the backfield with him, 1 receiver to the far side, 1 to the near side. Lancers moving left to right, and that's going to be a handoff up the middle. Number 9 making people miss left and right. And that is, once again, Corbin Lucier for the Lancers, able to pick up a 1st down on 2nd and 5.
Now the line collapsed enough to give him a little bit of a gap, and he definitely had to do something with it, though. Made a couple people miss, but
yeah,
enough for a new set of chains.
Vikings almost met him in the backfield there, excuse me. And either way, Lucier able to turn it into a 1st down. Toss the out of the gun. Donner to his left, 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Haven't heard number 88, Jaden Kay's name too many times this evening. I bet that changes, and what do you know? They throw right to him. Tom Morgan jumps around, picks it off, high steps out of a tackle. Goodbye, Tom Morgan. Hello, end zone.
The broadcaster, Jason, said something. He threw it right to him, and Tom Morgan said, nope, I'm going to keep locking him down, but I'll take the ball, too.
All of a sudden, Jaden Kay is targeted. Tom Morgan knew it the entire time as he catches that ball on about the 50-yard line and turns it into 6 for the Vikings. That's back-to-back weeks with a pick 6 for this Vikings defense.
And when you said something, too, I was about to mention, Tom Morgan must be doing a great job locking him up over there, and there you go, pick 6.
And nobody's going to catch Tom Morgan when he gets a full head of steam, one of the fastest kids in the entire state, looking to make a run for the 100 and 200 meter dash come later this year in track, but he's got a lot of football ahead of him this evening. And Harrer on for the PAT. Lake the holder, Barnett the long snapper. Barnett, good snap. Lake, good hold. And ball is kind of just lobbed a little bit low of the uprights. That's going to be no good. But either way, Vikings take the lead with 8 minutes and 48 seconds left here in the third quarter. Vikings out in front 41-7. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Petersen Field. The Vikings firing on all cylinders this evening. Tom Morgan just coming off a pick six for the Vikings. 41-7 is the score right now. Vikings out in front. 8 minutes and 48 seconds left in the third quarter. Quick little score update right now at the half. Coquille leads the Brookings Harbor Bruins 20-7. And Harrer on to kick off for the Vikings. Booms it deep. That's going to be Donner. Ball kind of hits his shins as he picks it up, looking to carry it. He gathers the ball at the 10-yard line, gets the edge, and forced out of bounds by both, I believe that was Caleb Gray and Jackson Chang. And Caleb Gray met Donner with a face full of face masks. And Donner was kind of looking at him like, why'd you do that, man? And Caleb Gray just gave him a hug.
Yeah.
So nice to see that. Out here, just being good dudes.
Yeah.
And Lancers take over on offense. And you are 100% Cameron Utz, just guys being dudes in the booth there at the Coast Radio studio. Thank you very much for being with us this evening, Cameron, each and every week, both Thursdays and Fridays. And Lancers are going to have the ball spotted on their own 25-yard line. First and 10, 8 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front, 41-7. And Posse out of the gun. He's got bunched formation in the near side. That's going to be blown dead. And Bryce Branzoni must have not heard a whistle because he almost teed off on a Donner who was just standing straight up. And believe that was neutral zone infraction by the Vikings or offside. So that's going to give 5 yards to the Lancers. Ball now spotted on the 30-yard line.
I thought you saw his very first penalty.
Yeah, first and 5. If it's going to be one, I mean, you're glad it's a 5-yard penalty. Obviously, you don't want to see him at all if you're the Vikings, but 5 yards is 5 yards. And the Lancers take over first and 5 now on the 30-yard line. Costi looking to get established again after the pick six, Tom Morgan. Out of the gun is he, and looking to pass to the far side, and that ball is going to be almost intercepted, bounces off a Viking helmet, and is caught by number 4 for the Lancers, Josiah Garrison, and that was a funky play. It was almost a sure interception.
Yeah.
Four. And,
got pretty lucky. The ball went straight up in the air, and the Vikings didn't come down with it.
Yeah, bounced. Two Vikings went for the interception, kind of collided there, bounced off of one of their helmets and shot sky high, and Garrison for the Lancers able to come up with it and pick up a fresh set of downs. Costi out of the gun, two backs in the backfield with him. One receiver to the near side, one to the far side. He's going to turn, hand it up the middle. That's going to be Donner. And Donner gets about 3, maybe 4 yards on first and 10. Ball's going to be spotted on the 49-yard line as the Lancers cross over midfield into Vikings territory. That was a funky play.
Yeah, that's kind of the trouble. I mean, I'm sure you know you're playing DB. Who wants it? I want it.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to keep your head on the swivel a little bit. It's hard when you're going for a football.
Yeah, and obviously everybody eating tonight for the Vikings, and two guys trying to get one more interception. Tossy out of the gun, I formation. One receiver motions to the near side, fakes the handoff on the jet sweep, hands it to Donner up the middle. Donner with a head of steam, met by a couple of Vikings. In on that tackle is Jacob Mann along with another Viking.
Dylan Gray,
good eyes, Michael Mason. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 as Tossy picks up a few on 2nd down. And the ball is going to be spotted on the 45-yard line. 7 minutes and 13 seconds left now in the third quarter. Lancers still in no hurry. Not a slow communication into the quarterback, but again, I think that's just because Costi's in for Michael Fisher this evening after he went down early in this game with an injury. Costi turns, hands it. That's going to be to the tight end out of the backfield. Full head of steam, bouncing off tackle. He's able to get enough for a first down. Tackled inbounds, and now the ref says tackled out of bounds. And on the carry there is Corbin Lucier. And
South Umpqua is calling his number quite a bit on this drive. They're trying to find something here.
Yeah. Clock still ticking. And understandably so, referee went ahead and said wind the clock like he was tackled inbounds, and then after that decided to call it like he was tackled out of bounds. So got to give us your good, competent first call over there, Stripe, because Lancers are now missing out on some clock as the clock strikes about 6 minutes and 15 seconds left in the third quarter. Cossie out of the gun. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Donner up again, up the gut again. And good gain there for about 9 yards on first and 10. So that's going to bring up a second and one now for the Lancers. Ball spotted on about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, he's running hard. He's shooting those gaps hard. I was going to say, I mean, you got to give credit to the South Umpqua's offensive line here. We saw how dominant the Sayuswa's defensive line was last week. I mean, every tackle was in the backfield. They're moving these guys. I mean, I'm not saying Sayuswa's doing a bad job, but if you can take one really good thing away, that's it right now.
Yeah. Lancer's kind of getting the moving the ball well now. And we're going to go ahead and get a timeout taken. That's going to be taken by the Vikings. Their first of the second half. We'll go ahead and do the same here on Coast Radio Sports. 41-7 is the score here at Hans Peterson Field. Vikings hosting the South Umpqua Lancers to start league play this evening. And Sayuswa has put on the dominant performance up through 2.5 quarters now.
Yeah, for sure. And they're, I mean, we're seeing a little bit of life out of the South Umpqua offense right now, so let's see if they can capitalize.
Yeah, and we did. We talked about it. They showed some poise on offense prior to that halftime break and weren't able to punch it in. So curious to see what they do with 5 minutes and 43 seconds left on the clock now. Costi's going to be out of the gun. Fullback lined up next to him, and he's going to fake the handoff, looking to throw to his right. Jackson Mann chasing him, or Jacob Mann. My goodness, his brother. I keep calling him his little brother's name, and his little brother was on my baseball team, my coach. So that's why he flows off so easily. But either way, incomplete. That ball falls to the ground. It was a well-thrown ball, just unable to come down with it. I believe it was number 9. I'm struggling with that name to remember this evening.
Corbin Lucier.
Usually after about one or two drives, I've got him down pretty good, especially with a guy like Lucier who's provided so many yards for this offense. But for some reason, that was just not sticking. Posse's going to be out of the gun, sends a receiver to the near side in motion. He's going to hand it up the middle. That's going to be Donner met right at the line of scrimmage by a couple of Vikings. And all of a sudden, we've got a fourth down. And that's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. So fourth and one, and a long one at that. Line to gain is about the 30-yard line. And ball spotted at about the 31.5, almost 32-yard line. And really good job creating some pressure up the middle for the Vikings, penetrating. And we're going to get a timeout here by the Lancers. So they're first of this second half. Again, we'll go ahead and do the same here on Coast Radio Sports. Stick with us. Vikings out front right now, 41-7. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. A big fourth down for the Lancers. And though it may feel not as big to some because the score right now is 41-7 with the Vikes out in front, it's still a doable thing here. You know, crazier thing in sports have happened than a comeback like this. But Vikings have done well on both sides of the ball this evening so far. Fourth and one. Out of the gun is Posse, and he's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it, and I can't see where he is. My goodness, breaking free for a first down. My apologies. I completely lost where he was.
It's a fake handoff design play for him to run, I believe, and he took it up the far side of the field there and got enough for the chains to move.
And once again, Michael Mason, Hawkeyes over here, doing an incredible job as the color commentator, and just outshining and outperforming me there, that's for sure. Fog has definitely cleared some, though, this evening.
Yeah, it has.
So that was just all my fault. No Mother Nature to blame there, but Costi's going to be out of the gun. Two backs in the backfield with him. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Lucier again up the middle. And wrapping up his ankles is Will Johnson. Really good piece of tackling there. And usually we're used to Will Johnson coming in and just laying some heat to a ball carrier. And that time he just did a good job of going low on Lucier and wrapping up his legs.
Yeah, conservative tackle just to make sure he's down there in their own territory right now. So they definitely don't want to give him anything extra.
And 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter here. Leinster's in no hurry whatsoever, but get on the ball now as there are two backs in the backfield with, and it's going to be handed up the middle. That's going to be in for a touchdown for the Lancers. That was Donner on the carry up the gut, almost untouched as he punched that one in from about 14 yards out, and he got a good burst right there.
Yeah, he did, and here we go. I mean, you can look at the South Umpqua team, the life that's starting to breathe into them just from one touchdown. I mean, we're still pretty far back, but this is where Sayusa needs to brush it off, go to the next drive, and do what they do on offense and respond. A great drive by South Umpqua, though, all things aside.
Yeah, so, South Umpqua kind of picking on the interior D-line right now for the Vikings as they just ran it up the middle multiple times in that drive. And obviously that's not the best thing to do when you're down multiple scores as it ticks quite a bit of clock. But it was they were proficient at it on that possession.
Yeah, you got to get to a point where you do what works. And again, I don't think Saiso is doing a horrible job up front here.
And Kazi out of the gun again. Two backs in the backfield again. What do you know? He's going to look to throw it this time, and that's going to be PI, I believe. And really late flag thrown as Kazi had a back out of the backfield, kind of just sitting there. And right, maybe even before the ball was thrown, a Viking just tackled him. And I don't know if the Viking player there thought he had the ball already or what, but just came up and laid the wood on him prior to that ball even coming close to him. And now all of a sudden, that's going to move the Lancers half the distance to the goal line.
I mean, you got to love the effort, but yeah. That
yeah.
I don't even think he's thrown the ball yet.
And referees kind of talking things over. They're going to call it a hold. And I think they called it a hold because I don't even know if the ball was out yet. It was more of a tackle than a hold. But either way,
I guess you've got to call it something. That would be it.
Yeah, and either way, that's going to move the Lancers halfway, half the distance to the goal line. So going for two here is the Lancers. Are the Lancers? My goodness, English. I'll ask my English teacher over here, Chris Johnson.
It makes it a lot more attainable here. We saw it happen on the opposite end of the field this you saw. Lancers got a penalty and moved that two-point conversion closer.
And 41-13 is the score right now. So Lancers trying to make it 41-15 here. And it's going to be an I formation with Kosti and Donner. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Fakes the handoff to Donner. Met in the backfield. Sacked. A lot of pressure off the near sideline. I believe that was Will Johnson who just came in with a full head of steam. And by the time Kosti was kind of realizing he had a receiver in the flat to throw it to, Will Johnson just did not allow him to get that ball off.
Yeah, you'd be correct. That was Will Johnson and Dylan Gray on that tackle once again.
Good pressure for the Vikings. We'll go ahead and keep it here. No break right now for this one. And so either way, that hold turns into nothing for the Vikings. And still 41-13 here at Hans Peterson Field. 4 minutes and 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front right now. And their last possession was three plays, 60 yards and a touchdown. The one prior to that was about 75 yards in two plays and a touchdown. So things moving well right now for the Vikings.
They're moving well for the Vikings. Like you said, I think South Umpqua is going to be in a tough spot here because if that's how they have to score, you can see how much time they ate off the clock. Like you said, it's really not the way you play to try and jump back from a lead this bad. But, you know, they're going to have to find some sort of balance to maybe get the ball in the air more. But the Saisla DBs have been doing such a good job of locking these receivers down that it's going to be a hard-fought battle to get back.
Yes, it is. And Mason Johnson on to kickoff for the Lancers. My roommate in the Marine Corps' name was Mason Johnson. So, kicking it off, and that's going to be caught on the fly. Tom Morgan catches it at about the 22-yard line, got ahead of steam, and some blockers out in front, breaking a tackle, making people miss, and barely brought down. Good tackle there by the Lancers, number four, Josiah Garrison. Tom Morgan could have potentially made a huge gain there on that return, but either way, still about a 18-yard return for Tom Morgan, the senior.
Yeah, good field position here.
Ball is going to be spotted on about the 38-yard line in Vikings territory.
fog is completely cleared here at Hans Peterson Field. The lights are shining off the helmet. What a beautiful night.
Yes, it is. Lake and the offense back on. Lake out of the gun. Bunch formation to the far side. One back in the backfield. One receiver to the near side. Lake gets the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. Fake the handoff again. He's stepping up in the pocket, looking to make a throw. Decides to keep it himself. Swerving left and right. Able to get about 6 yards. And was looking for Tom Morgan, but good job by the Lancers defense. And Tom Morgan had good coverage against him and Mason Johnson. And really good decision there by Jericho Lake just to keep it himself and get something out of it.
Yeah, this is a great job by a sophomore quarterback on his second official start. I mean, any other quarterback could have just launched that and closed his eyes and hope his player made a play, but he turned something into nothing.
And that's a slow-developing play as he fakes the jet sweep and the handoff up the middle and then all of a sudden tries to get Tom Morgan over the top. But second and five here. Lake's going to be out of the gun. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Chang in the backfield to his left. Sends motion to the near side. He's going to give it jet sweep around the left side to the near side. That's Tom Morgan. He got ahead of steam, blocking out in front of him. Jackson Chang lays the man on his back, and Tom Morgan forced out of bounds at about the 24-yard line.
Huge block by Chang there.
And a lot of whistles here. Not sure if there's a flag down. Can't see one yet, but the ref's kind of acting like there is one.
Yeah, there's a flag back here towards the 50. Yeah, this is coming back.
Oh, man. Curious to see what the would assume a hold was not Jackson Chang as he touched his block for about a quarter second, put him on his rear end, and that's a hold. So that's going to be 10 yards from the spot of that foul. And all of a sudden you're looking at a nice 25, 30-yard gain, and you're being pushed back 10 yards. And curious to see where they walk this one off from. So they're going to, it looks like, say it happened about 2 yards into that carry. They spot the ball on, oh no, never mind, said it happened 12 yards into that play as the Vikings still gain about 2 yards on it. Interesting.
Oh yeah, you don't usually see a gain with a penalty, but
yeah,
the run was so big that I guess that's how it worked out.
And not sure where the hold happened. Either way, it comes back 10 yards. Vikings still gain 2 on it. Lake out of the gun. 3 receivers to the far side. 1 to the near side. Chang in the backfield again. He's going to look, throw it to the flat. That's Will Johnson, the receiver. Will Johnson got a head of steam, lowers the shoulder, and turns into a human battering ram as he powers his way for about a nice 8-yard line or 8-yard gain.
Man, that kid runs hard. I'm 6'2", 200 pounds, 210 pounds. I mean, I'd have a hard time stepping in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, Will Johnson is one of the more fearless players I've seen in Vikings history as his body just is put on the line each and every week. And another Johnson up here in Coach Chris Johnson shaking his head in agreement to my left here. And Will Johnson just lays it all out there each and every week. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up in the backfield with Jericho Lake, the sophomore quarterback. Lake looking for a receiver. All of a sudden, we get a dead ball. I believe it's a false start here. And that's exactly what it is. Vikings all of a sudden went from one penalty thrown in the entire game to two here in the last couple plays. And that'll move them back 5 yards and give them a 1st and 15 here. Ball spotted in Vikings territory again at the 49-yard line.
It's kind of a weird thing. We keep going back to the momentum thing. And, I mean, South Umpqua gets on the board with a score, and all of a sudden we're playing maybe a little bit sloppier. I don't know. It's one of those things.
And
so I'll just have to take it off and clean it up.
1st and 15 here for the Vikings. 1:50 left in the third quarter. Vikings out in front, 41-13. Lake's going to be working out of shotgun formation. 3 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up in the backfield to his right as the running back. Lake takes the snap. He's going to hand it to his right, and Chang instantly bottled up, getting back to the line of scrimmage. No gain for that play as the Lancers got a good push from their defensive line there. Couple of offensive linemen may have tripped up on each other's feet there as couple were on the field there together on that play. Either way, we got a Viking timeout here. They're second of this second half, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports. 41-13 is the score here at Hans Petersen Field. Vikings out in front with a minute and 14 seconds left here in the third quarter. Vikings have the ball right now, driving from our left to right, facing a second and 15 now after the Lancers get him back and tackle him at the line of scrimmage on that last play. Blake is going to be out of the shotgun formation. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Jackson Chang in the backfield to his right again. Blake takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Chang. Looking, stepped up in the pocket and brought down, almost brought down as he fumbles the football. Ball is out. Lancers not celebrating like they got it. Blake able to jump back on top of it. Picks up about 2 yards, and boy, that pocket collapsed on him quickly.
Yeah, it did. All of a sudden, we're looking at a third and really long. I mean, all of his wide receivers went deep there, and great defense by the Lancers.
And, you know, I don't want to be like Chris Collinsworth talking about Patrick Mahomes, where you turn something bad and make it all about him, but Lake showed such poise there with a lot of pressure. Instead of bailing out of the pocket, stepping up and sliding and still trying to find a receiver, which is what you want to see out of a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
Out of the shotgun formation, three receivers to the near side, takes the snap, looking to pass again, drops back. He's got Caleb Gray, and ball falls out of his hand, incomplete. So all of a sudden now, Vikings facing a fourth and 13, and I believe Coach Sam Johnson is going to keep the offense on the field. Wouldn't be the craziest thing Coach Sam Johnson's done, to be honest with you, but 4th and 13 conversion percentage is not as high as you wish it would be in this moment.
Yeah, you can see Dylan very frustrated there on that drop pass.
Had good blocking out in front of him. Ball thrown a little bit low, but you got to catch that as a receiver. And sometimes those ones that you're coming back to the quarterback are hard to catch, that are thrown at your knees, because your knees kind of can boot that ball out of your hands, and I think that's just what happened. Vikings on to punt now. And Will Johnson punting for the Vikings. Good snap. Ball is up. Sky high punt. On the return is Donner. Ball bounces in front of him and settles down at about the 17-yard line.
That's a good punt.
That was a great punt. Didn't allow Donner the chance to return it. And that's where the Lancers are going to go ahead and take over here, is their own 17-yard line. So 11 seconds left in this third quarter. And honestly, I expect them just to kind of run it here and get out of this quarter, as that run up the middle has been working for them this second half.
Yeah, it's been working. But like I said, to do anything, they're going to have to score as fast as they can. And running the ball, it's effective, but it takes a lot of time off that clock.
Yeah, and obviously they're still playing hard, but the play calling hasn't been in the favor of the Lancers getting good, big gains this second half. And Costi's going to be out of the gun. Donner to his left. Two receivers to the far side as he sends Kay in motion. Fakes the handoff. It's going to be a designed quarterback keeper with Costi. And a great piece of tackling there. And what do you know? That's Will Johnson.
Little ankle biter.
My goodness, is he everywhere. But the third quarter comes to an end here at Hans Petersen Field. The Vikings out in front, showing no signs of stopping right now. 41-13. And we're going to go ahead and take a break here on Coast Radio Sports and be back for the fourth quarter here on Coast Radio. Welcome back to Hans Petersen Field. And the Faithful cheer team, got to give them a big shout-out once again, as a big, big cheer squad this year. About 20-plus are on it. And rocking sweatshirts now as the weather starts to kind of tick down into the low 50s this evening. And it's fall. I mean, this is a fall feeling day. Obviously, the sun was out here in Florence, and that marine layer came in and made it cold pretty quick. Crisp air here this evening.
I was wondering if the female cheerleaders were a little jealous of the male cheerleaders getting to wear some sweatpants out there.
I would be, that's for sure. But they're moving and grooving enough to keep themselves warm. And second and six here for the Lancers. And Costi in the backfield. Donner shuffling, looking to pass protect, and he's got a receiver down the far side, and one-handed grab. Oh, disregard. I believe that was intended for Jaden Kay. It was the big man, 6'5", unable to come up with it. And boy, he looked like a big man looking for a rebound down deep in the paint, as he went up with one hand and was almost coming down with it, with two Vikings in coverage there.
Yeah, he had two and a third one coming, and Will Johnson, and he still was the high point man. He just couldn't come down with it.
And I would take Jaden Kay to be the high point man 10 times out of 10 standing at 6'5",
yeah,
going up against Tom Morgan this evening, who's limited him a lot. Tom Morgan, in fact, has a pick six, but there's a about a 6-7 inch height differential between the two. And Tom Morgan, you would never know it if you looked at the stat line. Posse's going to take it, throw it to the flat. That's going to be number 4 in the flat. Good blocking out in front of him. 65 big lineman unable to get a hand on Will Johnson as Will Johnson gets past him. But either way, that's going to be about a 20-yard gain for Josiah Garrison. And more importantly, for this Lancers team, he's brought down out of bounds. So that's going to stop the clock with 11 minutes and 42 seconds left.
Yeah, I got to say, watching that play, the linemen seem to get in the way of Garrison. And if he wasn't there in front of him, I think Will would have made the tackle regardless, but you never know.
Yeah, Ian Spear listed at 330, and he was flat moving.
Yeah,
off that offensive line, and he's the center.
That's a big center.
Hey, yeah, it is. He is very much so, and done a good job in that interior line, and as well as these long snaps with Costi out of the gun again. And he's going to hand it up the middle. That's going to be Donner, brought down by a couple of Vikings. Will Johnson in on that tackle along with Jacob Mann. And 2-yard gain, 2nd and 2.
Yeah, great job by the Cyusaw defensive line there to collapse the inside. It looked like on the handoff there might have been a little bit of fumbling happening. It was all we could do to keep a hold of that ball.
And this Lancers team patiently waiting for a signal to come in, as they might want to figure out a way to make these hand signals a little bit quicker from their offensive coordinator, because they take about 15 to 20 seconds each and every time, and that's just clock off the scoreboard, precious clock at that.
Yeah, you're down 4 possessions. You got to be in a 2-minute offense every drive here.
And Cossie's going to be in the gun formation again. 2 receivers to the near side, 1 back behind him in the backfield. In Donner sends K in motion, fakes the handoff to him, hands it up the gut. That's going to be Donner, sidesteps out of a tackle from Jake Rose, but Jake Rose does a good job of slowing him down and brought down about a yard after that, as Caleb Gray checks off kind of a little bit low on the field, and all of a sudden coming in for the Vikings is Nick Sprague, the sophomore.
Yeah, this clock is still ticking. It's just a really hard script to run. I mean, since their last play, they've gained 2 yards, and we've already got 1.5 minutes off the clock.
And these play calls are taking about 20 seconds each and every time. It's not the NFL. You don't have to give an elaborate play call. I mean, Dotson pretty much made a sign of what route you were going to run. If you had a brain, you could look at it and tell you what he was doing, but we did it well. Cossie's looking to pass and steps up and decides to run it, and knocked out of bounds after a good gain, tackled almost at the line to gain. There is he, and
Rowdy Thrall
knocks him out of bounds, and they're going to go ahead and move the chains here. So he gets just enough to pick up a fresh set of downs for the Lancers. Ball spotted in Viking territory now at the 49-yard line. And once again, offensive coordinator, I mean, he looks like a third base coach over there, giving every signal in the book.
In slow motion, too. I got to find it hard to believe they're looking at this scoreboard.
And 9 minutes and 43 seconds left in the game. Costi out of the gun. 2 backs in the backfield with him. He's going to hand it to Lucier. And knocking people over. My goodness, what a hard run. And a Viking that was smoked on that was the sophomore, Rowdy Thrall, but you can credit him with a tackle with that one. And that might have been his welcome to the varsity, welcome to the varsity league moment, or level moment, as he stepped up and confidently stepped up at that to make a tackle. And Lucier is able to just kind of go right through him. Either way, Thrall brings him down. 6-yard gain there. And Costi out of the gun again. 2 backs in the backfield, hands it. That's going to be Donner up the middle. Donner brought down by a couple of Vikings, but that's going to be just enough to pick up another set of downs here for the Lancers. And Lancers are moving the ball well right now. It just seems to be a little too late.
Yeah, no, they're moving it really well. I mean, this would be an excellent offensive script if they were one possession back or tie game. But yeah, this is just kind of tough when you're down 4 possessions.
And Vikings I guess, probably a little bit more worried to get beat over the top right now and give up a quick score to the Lancers, but the Lancers really not even taking a shot at that. And Cossie's going to be in the gun again. And what do you know, hands it off. That's going to be Donner. And Donner brought down. I believe that was Bryce Franzoni. And that's going to be a loss of a couple. Bryce Franzoni getting back there in a hurry and making his presence felt once again.
Yeah, you can't say enough good things about Franzoni. I mean, we haven't called his name a bunch, but I've been watching him. He's back there causing pressure every time.
And I would say most of these big plays by the Lancers have not been around his edge. So he's done a good job setting that edge, which is his number one goal on the defensive side of the ball. Tossie's going to look, turn, and fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, able to get just enough probably for the first down. Once again, that's three back-to-back first downs that they get just to the line to gain.
No, they're back to the line of scrimmage, third down.
Oh, shoot. You know what? This pole was right in the way. It looked like the line to gain for me. So all of a sudden, what looked to be a first and 10 is now a third and 10. I got a pole blocking my view right at that far chain.
Yep, third and 10 there.
Thank you very much. Gotcha. Corrected me, which I greatly appreciate this evening. Third and 10 for the Lancers now. Cossie out of the gun. Donner in the backfield with him. Three receivers in the bunch formation to the far side. Cossie looking to throw. He's got a receiver on a curl route. That's Lucier. Lucier catches it and able to get it up for a first down pickup of about 12 yards. And maybe just a little bit of miscommunication and coverage there as that bunch formation can be kind of hard to cover. And quick little curl route. No one was there to cover him.
Yeah, give him some props for staying in the pocket. The whole pocket collapsed, but he was able to stay in and make that short dart throw out to the near side of the field and get a new set of chains.
And clock is ticking 7 minutes as it hits here at Hans Peterson Field. 41-13 is the score. Lancers in not a lot of a hurry here. Receiver in motion. That's going to be a jet sweep. That's Jaden Kay. Jaden Kay's got blocking out in front of him. Torpedoing past those blocks as Will Johnson steps out of a shoelace tackle and gets another 4 yards out of it. Surprised they haven't gone Kay's way more often this evening as he is a big body. And stretching after the play is Jacob Mann.
I like that. Was that a little celebration? I don't know.
I think it was more of a trying to keep a cramp away.
Yeah.
But about 5 yard gain from Jaden Kay and his biggest contribution this evening at 6'5", you know, haven't really thrown it his way a ton.
Yeah, players was walking him down.
Two backs in the backfield. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Donner up the middle. And Donner gets about 3 yards. So that's going to bring up the third and two for the Lancers. And I tell you what, Michael, as a former receiver, there is no quicker way to tell it to run than the far side receiver splitting out as far as you can, because you don't want that DB to come up and make that tackle.
Yeah, and he's doing it again here.
I mean, obviously, it's possible to get the ball as we get a Vikings timeout. They're third of the half. We'll keep it here, but it's not too common to have a receiver or a quarterback that can throw it downfield far enough to even get it to that receiver who's lined up as far away from possible, far away as possible.
Yeah, and like you've been saying, it's number 88 every time. I mean, they're taking them out of almost every play, showing it to run.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just as surprised as you are that they haven't gotten him more involved. And it might be massive credit to Tom Morgan out there locking him down.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has been. He's been in tight coverage all evening, and we talked about how they hadn't gone his way in the second half or early in the first half. And all of a sudden, they target him, and Tom Morgan takes it back for a pick six. So he's called second in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I'm a linebacker, I'm going to look out and see how far out he's split. And if he's split out almost to the far sideline, I'm playing the run the entire way.
Yeah.
And once again, Jaden Kay lined up pretty much where the chains are on the far sideline, ball spotted on the near hash mark. Going to be two running backs in the backfield. And Lucier and Donner. Donner fakes the handoff and looking to pass is Cossie, and that's going to fall incomplete. Cossie a little bit shaken up there, and it's going to bring up a fourth and two.
Yeah, you see both end rushers for Sayusaw in on that. Jacob Mann and Bryce Franzoni.
A lot of pressure in the face of Cossey there that didn't allow him to set his feet. You're correct. And it was a designed flat pass, despite Jaden Kay being on the far sideline, but he was nowhere near it. Not designed to go his way.
Student section getting loud. Fourth and two.
5 minutes and 42 seconds left in the game. And it's going to be handed up the middle. This time met at the line of scrimmage is Lucier. I don't think he got enough.
That's a hold by the Vikings, I think.
And that is, you can't credit one Viking with that tackle. That was 4-5 right there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Turnover on downs for the Lancers. Vikings take over.
The Vikings take a playbook out of the old Steelers playbook with the steel curtain. Is that what they called it?
Yeah, the steel curtain. And speaking of the Steelers, the uniforms this evening for the Lancers, kind of reminiscent of those with the yellow and black.